Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kilmeade. This is Kilmeade and Friends. We've got an exciting hour coming your way. We're going to squeeze in a little bit of politics, possibly in between. But at the bottom of the hour, the world's one of the first supermodels, Carol Altabee, here, talking about how to eat raw food and look like you're 20 when you're actually 50. But right now, we're also going to be talking about what's happening on the election scene. We're in a matter of time. I think in about 90 minutes, the President of the United States is going to be waking his way to the microphone, telling everyone the tax cuts that Bush put in place should stay in place, except for people who are ridiculously rich. Those people make over $250,000. Of course, if you do that, you never have to work again, and you should be paying more taxes. So we'll be talking about that, and also how the Romney camp has to get off its back and work hard to defeat a lot of the rumors that have started against them, that maybe Mitt Romney's hiding money overseas, that Mitt Romney's out of touch with the everyday person, that he can't possibly have a lot of money and understand what's going on in the real world. Well, joining us now in studio, someone who's going to be at the center of the major story in sports this summer. It's going to be the London Olympics, and it's coming up at the end of the month, and I really think it's going to, being that the time zone, the way the London organizers have been going at it, I really think this is going to be a huge games. And part of those stories is going to be the great American success stories. It's the time in which you don't just focus on basketball and you don't just focus on the major sports. You get a chance to focus on the other great athletes who do it for the love of the game, at that chance of striking rich, but most likely wanting to strike gold. In studio, one of those great stories that's unfolding before our eyes, Kayla Harrison. She is a judo. She's going for the judo Olympic gold, and she has had a really tough journey to get here in every sense of the word and world. And she, her matchup with her coach is one of the great stories I believe that America will rally around. Kayla, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And meanwhile, Kayla, you're going to be heading to camp when? When are you going to Boston?
I leave right after this.
Right after this, you go.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Go a little bit closer to the microphone. Tell us how you. First off, where are you from?
I'm originally from Ohio.
From Ohio. Where does a girl from Ohio find judo?
My mom took it in college, and so when I was a little girl, she wanted me to learn self-defense. And so we went about a 45-minute drive away from us, and we found a small dojo. And I just started practice. I started training twice a week, and I loved it.
Just loved it.
6 years old, loved it, couldn't get enough of it.
And so judo, you describe judo different from other disciplines. How?
In judo, there's no punching or kicking. It's a lot more similar to wrestling than people think. There are four ways to win. You can throw somebody, you can choke somebody, you can armbar somebody, or you can pin somebody.
Gotcha. So as a little kid, I know boys nonstop wrestling.
Yeah.
But for girls, is that rare to lock up and throw other guys and girls around?
Yeah, you could say I was a bit of a tomboy.
I would say so. Yeah. Well, and your mom's to blame.
Definitely.
She brought you there. So you start excelling in it, and that has a lot to do with the fact that you enjoyed it.
Yep.
And you had a situation which everybody fears, and you had to endure. And that's when you realize you were being sexually abused by your coach.
Yep.
When did it start? When did it end?
Well, I moved to the Doyle's Club when I was about 8 years old. And I don't specifically remember exactly when it started, but the grooming started pretty much right then. And then when I was 16, after years, I mean, probably since I was 12 or 13, I decided to tell a close friend who immediately told my mother, and she immediately pressed charges. And then the FBI got involved, and he's now serving 10 years in prison.
You talk about that confrontation being as tough as anything. Now, you are a world judo champion yourself. You want to be an Olympic champion now, but you have to first beat this hurdle. You have to learn about your sport, and the whole psychology is too deep and needs more of a background that I can get into. But the fact that you want to learn from your coach and grow from your coach at the same time, the courage to stand up to your coach, you're wondering, does my game fall apart? Where do I go from here? Will anyone believe me? So having said all that, plus you have to look up to your coach.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with all that? Well, you find your way into another gym. Where'd you go?
When I was 16, my mom moved me to the Pedros.
Had you told her about this?
Yeah, it was one of the reasons that the move was so quick. We had been talking with the Pedros about me coming out there, but this whole thing sort of sped up the process a bit.
Right. Tell me about the Pedros.
Well, my coach, Jimmy, is the most decorated athlete that USA Judo has. He's a two-time Olympic bronze medalist and a world champion, and he's the 2012 Olympic coach. And his father, Big Jim, as I like to call him, is he's basically the best coach that the United States has ever had. He has me, who is a world champion, his son, he coached all those years, and Ronda Rousey, I don't know if you know her, the MMA Strikeforce champ, he also coached her, and she won Olympic bronze and silver at the Worlds.
So he must have seen your potential, and he folded you in. So you're 16. How old are you now?
22.
So you're 22 now. So you start making inroads in this, but you realize you have unfinished business in your background.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
What'd you do?
In terms of my coach?
In terms of, going back to the coach.
Yeah, the FBI started the process, and we pressed charges, and Daniel ended up pleading guilty to 10 counts, and he took a plea bargain of either 100 or 120 months. So I had to go and at the sentencing, I had to sort of go and say my piece and, talk about how it had affected me and get up in front of him and a judge and a room full of people and explain what had happened and where I was as a person. And that was when I was 18. And it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Out of all the big matches, the world championships, the pressure, winning and losing, qualifying for the Olympics, that was it. Now, were your coaches able to help you through that?
Absolutely. Jimmy, I called Jimmy sort of in a panic, and he walked me through it just like a match almost. He's like, you get up there, you say your piece, you tell the truth, you look at the judge, only look at the judge, and you get it over with, and you get some closure, and then we can move on with your life.
Do you have it?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're able to pull that off. Were you a different person when you walked out of that courtroom?
I wouldn't say instantly. It doesn't happen like that. You don't just get over something like that. But with the help of, everyone, my teammates, my coaches, my family, and with, having a goal in mind, I've been able to move on with my life.
And now you're ready and poised for a championship.
Exactly.
For an Olympic medal. When we come back, I want to talk about the sport of judo, if it could lead you towards UFC or something like that. I can't picture you, and especially if you're watching online right now. I should have told you ahead of time, Kayla. But if you're watching online right now, you can't imagine, as strong as you look, you're the sweet person. I can't imagine you throwing people off the wall, but you'll have to, or off the fence, off the cage. You'll have to do that. But we'll see. Kayla Harrison is here, and she's all excited about her trip to London because she's going to be representing the U.S. on the U.S. Olympic judo team, and she's going to be gunning for the gold. Back in a moment.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Kayla Harrison's here. She wants to be the first judo Olympic gold medalist, Olympic champion. She's a world champion right now. And en route, she's going to be going to training right after this over in Boston. Before that, she stopped in here and to tell everybody about her quest, which she's been through. And Kayla's been through a heck of a lot, just 22. And you mentioned to me in the break that you had to finish high school online. You want to be a normal college kid after this.
Yes, I would like that.
Is that possible?
I hope so. I hope so, but I also hope that I'm an Olympic gold medalist, so I'm kind of special. So we'll see.
So a lot of parents are saying, wow, she's just been dedicated. You've been dedicated for at least 10 years, right?
Yeah. Where
this has been your obsession.
Definitely.
If the parent is convincing you to be this dedicated, it's never going to work. It's got to come from the athlete. Don't you agree?
100%. You can't push your kids to do anything. I mean, it's one of those things where you have to want it more than anybody else.
And have you seen it the other way around?
Have I seen kids?
Where the parents want it more than the
athletes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. You get a lot of that. It's tough. And in our society, I feel like, everyone wants their kid to be the next Michael Jordan or the next Tiger Woods. And, there are only a certain amount of, 1% of the population is special like that. And not only that, but those people, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, the greats, they're unbelievably talented, but they work unbelievably hard to get where they are.
And that's what you got to be willing to do. And if you're doing it because your parents are dropping you off, it's not really working. As much as your mom put you in it, you're the reason you're still in it.
Definitely. You have to have a huge support system to get anywhere. But at the end of the day, you're the one that's out there.
And Kayla, do you ever question whether you did it? Like we were talking at the break and you're saying, you know, I want to go to college.
Yeah.
You know, you want to take the foot off the gas, it sounds like to me, for a little while.
Maybe.
Do you ever question that you made the right decision?
When I was younger, I used to, but now, absolutely not.
Run through the plethora of injuries that you dealt with.
I've broken both my shoulders. I broke my scapula in two places, both my collarbones. I've broken my nose, my wrist, my humerus. I broke my thumb and snapped the ligaments and had to have surgery and have a pin put in. I recently tore my MCL.
And you're the champion.
Yeah.
You're a world judo champion.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what the runner-ups are feeling?
I'm not even that bad, actually. Like, my teammate, Travis, he's, like, there's not a day that goes by when he doesn't break something. He's
right.
Just, it's just kind of the style, you know, like, if you have a rough style.
Right.
Like, judo's a very finesse sport, but I'm not finesseful. Like, I use my power. That's what I'm good at. I don't have pretty judo.
So you're not you don't use pretty judo, but you are extremely fit and strong.
Yes,
would you
exactly.
say that?
Yeah.
So as you head into the Olympics, I know your coaches don't want you to think about that, but after talking to a few people that have been through a few times, they learn to really enjoy the city, the parade,
yeah.
the interaction, the reporters. At 22, will you try to enjoy the whole thing at the risk of getting unfocused?
Absolutely. First of all, I don't think it's possible for me to become unfocused. I mean, this is, like you said, 10 years. I mean, I've been dreaming of this since I was 13 years old. You know, it's been something on my mind every night before I go to sleep. You know, I visualize winning an Olympic gold medal. So I don't think that it's going to be very easy to kind of derail me. But absolutely, I'm going to enjoy
it. You're going to enjoy the parade.
This is the highlight of my life. You know, it finally sunk in. You know, this is the highlight of my life. You know, not many people get to say they've, you know, been to Abu Dhabi, Tokyo, Poland, Germany, Hungary. You know, I'm only 22 and I've done so much and I've seen so many great things. So I'm definitely going to enjoy it.
As America does a lot of things well.
Yeah.
We're not big judo. We don't have a long history of judo champions,
nope.
as we mentioned. So when you go to these other countries, how do you get their attention?
Well, judo
by
is,
winning,
yes,
number one.
Well, yeah, obviously. Judo is actually really popular. It's the number two sport in the world besides soccer. And
right.
like, I go to Japan.
And like soccer, it takes a lot. America is not respected
yeah.
still. The women
yeah.
are, but the men aren't.
Right. But, I mean, you know, I go – the World Championships were just in France last October. And, you know, the stadium seats 20,000. And, you know, I won a bronze medal and I'm signing autographs for an hour and a half afterwards. You know, it's popular. It's just not that popular in the United States.
Yeah. And what you're doing
now.
I'm
hoping to change that.
You're hoping to change that as a champion. That's the best thing you can do. It's just amazing because we talked about the dream team where America couldn't get any competition at
mm-hmm.
the highest level, but everyone caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing the talent? Are you seeing more and more kids go to judo when they see the benefit of and the rise of the UFC? Is that related at all?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, people having success, especially with, you know, like Ronda having a judo background and having such success, people...
Ronda who?
Ronda Rousey. Oh, I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry. Yeah,
yeah,
Ronda Rousey. She's my former teammate. She's the Strikeforce MMA bantamweight champ or something. She's,
right.
she's the champ, okay? And but she, you know, she's flashy. She's got style. And when you win with style like that, people want to be like you. People want to do that. And I think definitely we're going to start to see kids flock to judo a little bit more.
Now, you are somebody who thought originally, your mom's taught you, so you're going to learn self-defense.
Yep.
I want you to be able to take care of yourself and ends up being, so you end up being a world champion. Do you think there's a value in women of all shapes and sizes, kids, to learn something that you've picked up in the dojo?
Absolutely. Not even just for self-defense. I mean, I teach the 4 to 6-year-old class at Pedro's and, you know.
4 to 6, little
yeah,
kids.
Little dragons, we call them. And we have, you know, I have kids who come in who hide behind their moms, can't say hello, won't get on the mat, are terrified, can't even look at their own shadow. And 3 weeks later, they're screaming, yes, sensei, no, sensei. And, you know, they're doing all the moves and they're so excited and happy and they're confident. They have so much confidence because they've done something. They feel like they achieved something. And to see that happen in a kid and to watch that is amazing. And I want to teach every kid judo. I want everyone to have that confidence.
Kayla Harrison's here, world judo champion. And know something else is a good message? A lot of kids aren't that successful in team sports. So, I'm not too good in baseball. You know what? I'm not going to go play soccer. I'm one of the worst. I don't really get it. That might be the way you can, because you're really in your own competition.
Absolutely.
Right? And that in any good gym.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, judo is, it's a sport, but it's also a martial art. So it's not. It's not just about winning and losing in judo. For me, it is. At this
yes,
level,
it is. Let's be honest.
Okay, at this level, it is.
I had
is.
A good time, Mom. I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, that's different. But at that age, I mean, you learn, you know, so much discipline, self-respect, confidence. It teaches you a lot of things.
So now you're off to train. But as you do this, you mentioned to me you're in 78 kilos.
Yep.
Which is how much?
About 170 pounds.
And you get used to, as a woman, telling everybody you weigh. In a couple of years, you'll say, Brian, none of your freaking business,
yeah.
right? Okay,
yeah.
fine. So 178 pounds, 24 people in your weight class. How well do you know the world?
I mean, who do you want to know about? Do you want to know if they're a righty or a lefty? Do you want
to
know what they eat for breakfast? I know, you know,
you've studied them.
Yep, we do a lot of video analysis. I mean, I've gone all over the world to fight everyone in my division. So I fought the Chinese girl who's the reigning Olympic champ. I fought the Japanese girl. I've beaten all of them, too. So that's kind of why people are excited about me fighting, because not only have I fought them, but I've beaten them. And, you know, we're prepared. We're ready. We've been training for 4 years for this. I know everything about my competition. I know, you know, what throws they do. I know if they're right-sided. I know if they're left-sided. I know if they're good on the mat. I know if they're, you know, weak on one side. It's part of my job.
And what would you be without the Pedros as your coach?
I can't imagine my life without the Pedros, not only as a judo player, but as a person. You know, they've changed my life.
And they knew your background, what you had been through coming in, right?
Yep.
Do you think they adjusted anything for you?
No. I think if you met Big Jim, he's like typical tough Bostonian, like old man training. He's a little rough around the edges, but they took me in and they took a chance because I was an emotional 16-year-old girl. I mean, I was, you know, all over the place. But they treated me just like they treated everybody else. And, you know, they believed in me. And look where I am.
Could I give you some advice?
Absolutely.
This is a scenario I'd like. I'd like the gold medal.
Yeah.
And then you continue to train, but hook up with a college. I don't know who's doing this with female wrestling. You go up and beat everybody again. That's another great story. You could actually experience the life of a college student at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you could decide what you want to do next, but almost give yourself a chance to have your youth be ended with a gold medal and have your youth extended with a little bit of college.
That would be cool. That would be a dream.
Just don't go crazy if you don't have to work out the next day.
All right.
Kayla Harrison, thanks so much. Come home with the gold, and hopefully we'll have you right back here in studio to talk about it, all right?
Thank you so much having me.
And good luck in training. Good luck in London. Back with, somebody you're really going to be like, Carol Alt on Kill Meet and Friends.